This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.
Hello, listeners. This is Nick Ashuasega. You're tuned into another interview by Nation Talk. Today we're being joined by Chief Jonathan Kruger, who is a proud member of the Okanagan Nation and chief of the Penticton Indian Band. He has a background in natural resources, environment, and economic development, and has served his community and nation for 12 years and going. He joins us today to discuss the Canadian Council for Aboriginal Businesses Calgary Gala taking place Thursday, May 14th, of course, in Calgary. But before we get into all of this, thank you for joining us today, Chief Kruger.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Doing pretty well. So maybe before we get into things as well a little further, you can tell us a bit more about yourself and your role with the Penticton Indian Band Development Corporation.
Yes, this is my second term as chief. Our elections are every 4 years, so I've been chief now for 7 years. And the Development Corporation is, I can't say enough about our Economic Development Corporation. They've been doing so good. We have a strong advisory committee. We have a great advisor, and we have strong staff. And we're doing great things. And we received an award, and we're very honored to receive the Canadian Business Award for the Aboriginal Business Award. It means a lot to us, and we're very honored to receive it and looking forward to going to Calgary and sharing a few words and inspiring other First Nations for doing good things.
Well, you guys are definitely a model for success. And as you touched upon as well, being recognized is very nice, and it, in my opinion, is a true test of the great work you're doing. And as mentioned, the Penticton Indian Band Development Corporation, you now are the second recipient of the CCAB's Aboriginal Economic Development Corporation Award. Bit of a mouthful, but quite an incredible award as well. And you touched upon it a little bit. What does it mean to you to be accepting this award?
Well, you know, it was such a surprise at first when I was told that we received this award. I got kind of emotional, actually. But receiving an award like this definitely gives us more pride, and it gives us confidence in showing us and telling us we're on the right path. It gives us confidence to, you know, keep moving forward in this good direction. Yeah, it's something that's very meaningful to us.
How important do you feel awards like this are for the Aboriginal business community as a whole?
Well, I think awards like this will, and, you know, if other communities received awards like this, I'm sure that it would give them that sense of pride as well, and give them the confidence that they're doing something for their community members and their families and their nation. So I think it's a great thing for people to acknowledge the hard work and, you know, that development corporations are leadership and are doing things for their families and their communities. It's very important, and it's something that we should be doing instead of honoring, you know, leadership and in the strong people in your staff when they're dead. I mean, that's how I usually see people getting honored, is after they pass away. And getting honored with awards like this is actually builds confidence. It pumps them up to do more good hard work for the families.
How has the Penticton Indian Band Development Corporation directly impacted the community living on reserve as well?
We went from poverty conditions to generating $5 million a year. You know, with that money, we've been topping up programs and creating reality, like a brand new school, a brand new health building, topping up programs for the needs for our families, and creating great things like community gardens, investing in the culture and language, you know, listening to our five-year-old speak in our native language is so very well. It just makes me feel so good that we're doing a lot of good things. There's many more things that we've been doing with the money that we're creating, you know, moving forward with that money that we're generating socially to make our families stronger. Just motivates me to create more money, to create more programs, to create more better realities. You know, building things that I never had as a child. You know, being a kid growing up and not having much in our reserve, to actually having brand new buildings, daycares and things like that. You know, and in our comprehensive community plan, we created wish lists and needs lists, and those wish lists and those needs lists that we have to create priorities on cost money. And the money that we get from the government is not even enough. It's not even close enough to meet our needs. So we have to create economic development And we have to work with our communities to talk about what we can create more revenue so we can create those things that we need.
Well, creating wealth, obviously, it's a very powerful thing. And, you know, you guys really are, in my opinion, of course, leading the way in a lot of areas. And at the same time, creating lasting impacts. You touch upon confidence. You touch upon, you know, self-identity, those issues, language, preservation of culture. A lot of things there that really, through the creation of wealth, really makes it a lot easier and gets everyone involved in the community, it sounds like. So it ties right into my next question, actually. What advice would you offer to those other community development corporations out there striving to reach your level of excellence?
I think the advice I would give the development corporations, and not only development corporations, but their leaderships in those communities, is be open and honest with the families and the community members, and because to move forward, it's a little bit scary, but once you get over that fear and knowing that you can do it, the benefits are amazing. Your character and your confidence will be stronger, and your children in the future will thank you for it, because you always talk about stories about standing on the shoulders of the past leadership and your ancestors. And now that more communities are getting into economic development, those communities are getting stronger, and they'll be standing on the shoulders in the future. The children of the future will be standing on our shoulders when we create this successful model. My goal, and I think any leadership and economic development corporations, their goal is to create success and then, you know, create something that's like a brand new hot rod, and then you give the keys to the next generation, you know, because I grew up with nothing in our community, and now we're creating amazing realities, and but you have to be willing to take that step to do it.
You touched upon it. Take the plunge in an aspect. It's definitely something you have to be willing to do, not only as an individual, as a community as a whole. And I think you touched upon a great aspiration, a great goal, is to keep everyone involved. I know that's something some communities may struggle with, and even, you know, Canada as a whole. Miscommunication is an unfortunate part of business, unfortunately, and sometimes seeps its way into the communities too. So great to hear that that's such a key aspect for yourself, Chief Kruger. And another thing, now back over, of course, towards the CCAB Gala, again, happening in Calgary, and of course you're being awarded with the CCAB Aboriginal Economic Development Corporation Award, the Penticton Indian Band Development Corporation, now the second recipient of that prestigious award. What aspect are you personally looking forward to mostly at the CCAB Business Gala? Again, listeners, happening May 14th in Calgary. And again, Chief Kruger, what are you most looking forward to?
I'm just excited to be going there, and I'm very proud to have some of our staff join us. And our council's coming. Half of them are going to be being there, and then I think that's one of the, you know, this has been a team effort and a group effort, and there's strong individuals that all pulled this thing together. And I'm proud of our community members. And going to this gala, it's probably going to bring back a lot of flows of memories of what our community's gone through. And I'm hoping to share some good words there at the gala. I don't know what to expect at the gala. I've never been to one of these before, so looking forward to going. And And I'm hoping to meet new friends there, and maybe we can have some networking possibilities. And I'm hoping to see other people. I don't know if anybody else is going to be receiving awards, but I'm definitely going to be paying attention to a lot of other people and talking with them and hearing some of their stories as well.
Well, that's great. Again, listeners, you can go to their website. It's www.pibdc.ca. If you have the pleasure of catching us on the radio, again, www.pibdc.ca. Or if you're catching us online, as always, you'll find links below for everything. But again, just congratulations on receiving the Aboriginal Economic Development Corporation Award, Chief Kruger, and of course, as you said, a team effort to the Penticton Indian Band Development Corporation. Before we let you go, though, Chief Kruger, do you have any closing thoughts you'd like to share with our listeners?
I just would like to say thank you very much, and in our language, we say white limlim.
Well, there you have it. And as well, listeners, if you haven't had a chance yet, there are still some tickets available. They have gone very, very quickly, but you may be able to jump on the last couple. You can actually go to more information at www.ccab.com. And again, make sure to try and check out the CCAB Calgary Gala on May 14th. And there you have it, listeners. To purchase tickets, you can also actually contact Tara McMaster directly at 416-961-8663, extension 227, or tmcmaster@ccab.com. And also, as previously mentioned, please stay up to date with the Penticton Indian Band Development Corporation at their website, www.pibdc.ca. And as always, you can stay in touch on our Twitter, @NationTalk, or Facebook, facebook.com/NationTalk. Jimmy Glitch, listeners, and thank you again, Chief Kruger.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.